Nick Pags or Nick Paglia, please go ahead.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome, everyone, to another episode of On the Couch, where we talk about
mortgages
and business and mindset and taking action. We don't have any buttercups or cupcakes that we're gonna show you or any recipes like that. This is pretty real deal, guys. And I'm your host, or one of the hosts, Shiny Supa. I'm here with
Danny Cardozo,
and we have a special guest today.
Yes, we do. Nick Pags or Nick Paglia, please go ahead.
What's going on, everybody? Good to be here.
Yeah, we got Nicky, the bearded mortgage guy.
The beard.
So he's part of the team.
Nick has been part of the team for three years now.
Going on three.
Three years. He was part of our team when our office was 400 square feet. It was literally.
So he's the OG. One of the OGs.
He's more OG than I'm OG at this place.
Yeah, actually. He's been here longer than you.
Not by much, though.
No.
So let's talk about why you got into this, my brother.
Oh, where do I start? I left the golf industry. I went to the
Hold on, stop. Because Nick has a pretty cool background before getting into mortgages. So yeah. Don't leave it out, man.
Okay, so my career started as a golf professional. I was a CPGA pro for 5 years.
Hold on. I think you can go further back.
How far back do you want me to go?
I want to talk about university, man.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Cool, I don't think Nick gives himself enough credit sometimes.
I never do.
Okay. Yeah. And I think everybody needs to know, and you need to tell everybody who the fuck you are, bro. Okay. Because
when Johnny's swearing, he's like,
come on. That's
okay. So I am the fuck who, was essentially a major league prospect for baseball, got hurt, didn't end up going anywhere, got hurt right before I went down to school, didn't even give myself a shot. From there, decided I don't need to be in Virginia to do what I'd got to do. I decided I wanted to become a golf professional, and taking what I did with baseball and the...
Hold on a second. He's not giving himself any props yet. This kid was a prodigy.
I had a 91 mile an hour fastball at 17 years old. Like I could hit bombs. Like I was a solid, solid baseball.
This guy got a scholarship to Virginia. Like this is a different type of pedigree. No. These type of people are champion level performers. And for somebody to go from a 17 year old kid throwing 91 mile an hour fastballs, hitting home runs, to yes, unfortunately getting injured, but got a full scholarship in Virginia, and then to become a
CPGA golf pro, it took me less than 3 years to do that. I didn't play golf seriously until I left Virginia. I started playing golf. I mean, I was always in the golf industry. I started working at Kleinberg Golf Club as a cart kid. I went from there. I went to Copper Creek. I was just looking for something to do, and it ended up turning into a career that ended up being 7 years. I loved every moment of it. It was time for a change. I got out of there. But if I could do it all over again, I absolutely would. I love being at the golf course. I just love that country club. What's my handicap?
Guys, hold on a sec. I want to talk about our annual golf tournament. Okay.
First of all, if you ever want to win a golf tournament, make sure he's on your team. Okay. But and when we do dive into this, I think I don't want to lose track of, like, I want to put this down so you can remind me after why and how he did it, and why and how he's doing what he's doing here with your Nesta Financial. And there's so much correlation in that. So I just want to make sure that we touch on that later. But yeah, this kid, like, it's ridiculous.
Currently, I'm probably about a 10. But back in the day, I was pretty close to a scratch. Like, I was very close to a scratch.
You guys can see this guy hit the ball, man.
like, like Bryce DeChambeau, whatever his name is. What's his name?
Bryson DeChambeau.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, this guy will smack the ball like that. Like, it's crazy.
But here's my thing. I got into golf never wanting to play, never wanting to try and be on the tour. My whole thing was get your pro card, become a general manager, become a director of golf, and go from there. It was never about playing golf for me. I was good enough to do it. I just didn't. It was too late for me to get on the PGA Tour. I didn't start playing golf till I was 18 years old. Hard. That's late. Yeah.
I can imagine. Okay. Yeah. I follow one of my friend's sons, and his son is same age as Tiger Woods' son, so they battle each other out a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And it's like they're 15 years old right now. Like about to get on the PGA right now, you know. So,
but when I say 18's late, I didn't start taking golf seriously until after I left Virginia, which was when I was 21 years old. And from there, it took me 3 years to get my pro card. It took a lot of time and practice, but something I.
But Nick has determination. So
I'm going to talk about that in a second. I want to talk about the fun stuff first. Then I'm going to talk about the nitty gritty. Well, first of all, like, this kid's incredible. Like, and I don't mean a kid, like, you know what I mean? Like, when I first met Nick, and they're like, yeah, he's an ex-PGA, you know, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I had no idea what that even meant. Okay. You take this guy on the golf course and you watch Nick swing. It's like effortless.
Yeah. It's nice, smooth.
So imagine that.
Bomb.
Imagine
it's
that.
It's a bomb.
But it's like, where do you want me to put the ball? Just put it on the green, bro. And it's like, okay.
Okay, I'll do it from the drive.
You want me to go over the hill and over that tree? Okay.
But when you guys saw me start playing golf, I had taken 7 years off. I hadn't played golf in 7 years.
I know.
Years.
And then we
saw you
play
like,
with
actually
us.
Actually play. Like,
we were playing twice a week at sometimes. Yeah. Like, we were playing quite a bit. Those are good days. Oh, and, no, now we're too busy. It's crazy. It's like
it's set in your values. It's you know the work that you have to put in, and whether it be going out and hitting the range for 3-4 hours a day or going to play around a golf and really working on your game, it's the same thing transferred over from industry to industry. It's all about putting in the work and making time to do what you got to do. That's it.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because I think, again, our listeners, our viewers, our agents that are out there. This cat is a little different because he has the pedigree from earlier. Like he practiced hard. He knew what it took. Repetition. And to hone his craft. And then he took that from baseball, brought it to golf, repetition. Mm-hmm. He honed his craft and he became really good at that. I understand this because I like to think I'm a high performer. When my game is on, I'm on and I'm guns blazing. When I met Nick, the way he dissects things, the way he dives into things and how educated he becomes on topics, it blew my fucking mind. I was like, holy smokes. Like, you pick that up that fast? Like, Danny's the same way, but we're not talking about Danny today. But, like, I couldn't believe his knowledge of everything.
Yep. Our first conversation was about the crypto market.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about crypto. I still don't know anything about crypto, but his deep, in-depth knowledge of product is what really impressed me, and that's when we decided that, okay, let's become a team. Let's work together and let's take what your skills are and just bring it into this mortgage game. And he did that with excellence. He knows product sometimes better than I do.
Yep.
And yeah, man. So
we're
glad to have you on the team, Beard.
100%.
Yeah, man.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, man.
But what I really want to talk about is our newest program that we have put together. We've sort of brought that up once or twice in a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Yep. And I sort of just wanted to bring it more to light. And that is our 770 program that we have actually planned out, developed, and now we are, how many days out from?
We're 18 days till the end right now.
We're 18 days till the end.
Yeah.
It is a 70-day program, and
Nick's been a part of it. Nick's been a part of the team since we established Your Nesta Financial.
But being part of the program is one thing. Making it through the 70 days is another.
Yes.
And we initially started, I think we were 12. We're a total of 12 agents on there.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe 11. I don't know, somewhere. What are we at now? Seven?
Seven.
Like, we've booted people out. Well, what's the challenge? How about that?
What's the challenge is getting...
What's the end goal of this 70 days?
To have seven deals a month.
Seven deals a month.
Yeah, to produce seven deals a month.
Within how many days?
70.
And that's why we called it the 770.
Yeah.
And
we teach you how to get to seven deals a month in 70 days. In 70 days.
70 days.
Yeah.
But it's not on your terms. It's on our terms.
Yeah.
And if you're not following our terms, see you later.
Yeah.
It's run like an elite program for athletes.
Yeah. So tell us about the program, Nick. Like, what do we do? Because coming from us is one thing. Coming from an elite player in the game, not from the coach or coaches, coming from the elite player, tell us, what is the day like?
So it starts off with probably the hardest thing you got to do is jumping in a cold shower. The cold shower sets your mind, and that being the hardest thing you got to do every day makes every other little thing and every other thing that can go sideways seem so minimal, in a sense where you get rejected by a realtor. It's like, meh, I already took my cold shower. I'm good. It's more about training yourself than it is dealing with the negativity and
that comes with the business.
Yeah. And the shortfalls. It's about training yourself that rejection happens and you're going to get rejected here and there, but keep pushing and get to that point. Because once you get to that point, it's all worth it in the end.
What else are we doing throughout the day? So we have accountability items that we have to account for. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, the morning routine. But after the morning routine is done, we're getting into the hour. So let's talk about that. Like, what are we doing?
The morning routine also includes affirmations and mission statement as well, right? So that's a big part of it, getting your mindset. From there, we're making 10 calls, trying to get 3 live connections, book 1 appointment a day.
Is that doable, you think?
100%. You can definitely get 10 phone calls in an hour, as long as you know what you're talking about and you keep it short. You got to have your pitch, you got to have your scripts, and you got to get it done. That's it.
We do no files from the second you wake up till noon.
Yeah. So, okay, I want to say this because now we're...
But I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, I'm going to talk and explain it.
Yeah.
So, a lot of agents out there, they wake up, the first thing they do is they open up a file. They jump into a deal and they forget what the job entails. This business requires prospecting. This business requires practice. It requires consistent dedication to building your business. If you wake up and come downstairs and you're working on your file, you're your own bottleneck. You end up using too much energy working on the file because things need to happen. There's a lot of minutia, as I call it. So our program is designed to get you to prospect first and then work on, like, there's working on the business and working in the business. You need to work on the business first, because if you don't work on the business, you're not going to have a business. You're going to sit yourself inside the file. You're going to just continuously do administrative paperwork. You just become your own bottleneck. You can never grow your business. We've taken our agents from doing two deals.
One
deal.
We have one or two agents that were only doing one deal a month that right now we're at
five.
So we got 18 more days to 18 accomplish.
More, yeah.
The minimum, 4 deals a month, 1 a week.
That's your personal minimum.
That's the goal to get to, yeah. I mean, the ultimate goal is 7 a month, but one deal a week will get you to where you need to be.
I think everybody's minimum is different because everybody has a different medium.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about this every day. Single day. Like, we run 2 calls with them.
Let me
every yeah, one
I want to explain this. Okay? The 770 is like this. You wake up, you do your exercise, whatever it is, stretch, exercise, meditate, get into your zone. You need to be selfish for yourself because that is the business. That's what the business requires. It needs you. It needs your attention. So it needs you to be in the right headspace. Once you're done that, we say take a cold shower. Some people are doing cold plunges. There's a lot of health benefits. Take the health benefits aside. The reason you're doing the cold shower is because it should be the hardest hurdle, the hardest objection you've had all day. When you're faced with adversity throughout the day, that cold shower is like the reminder of that ain't nothing. You saying no to me is not a big deal. Some will, some won't. So what? We move on.
And when I gotta say, the cold shower isn't as bad as
it's not.
Like it is. It's hard. It is hard for the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
I still have days, man. I don't sleep, jumping in a cold shower, I struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You struggle and you get shrinkage. We get it. No. Like I understand that it's operation shrinkage, but the idea is that you face that adversity early on in the day. Then for those that like mission affirmations, you know, every day in every way, I'm more and more in sync with the vibration of success. You can do and put yourself in game mode.
And so hold on. We teach you how to come up with those affirmations.
Yeah. First of all, we teach you how to get rid of the limited beliefs.
Yes.
There is a system. You come in to join the program. You have to go through the limited beliefs table. You got to answer the questions. You have to rate the beliefs of what you think. Like, I'm always 3 inches away from gold. I give up too easy. If I don't make it, I'm going to lose everything. Like, whatever your limited beliefs are. Like, at one point, my limited belief was I'm too old to start a new career. And then I realized that I was perfectly poised for rapid responses. I just switched my mindset. So these things are big deals. So this group of, I call them the elite players, because these guys are practicing like Navy SEALs. They're not giving up.
I know where I can get to, but at the same time, there was in the past stuff holding me back. Going back to what Johnny just said, I did have limited beliefs, and it was more about
making the calls.
Yeah.
What about that?
I was afraid to pick up the phone, and I was afraid of rejection.
Oh.
I hated hearing no. I hated hearing now's not a good time. And then when you follow up the second time, it's still not a good time. And then you give up.
How do we combat that, guys?
So, yeah, this is what Danny and I teach on a daily basis. So I want to go back to, you do your mission statement, you jump on a call at 9:30, 9:45 with us for 15 mm-hmm. minutes. It's just a quick rah, rah, rah. Let's get out there. Let's hammer the phones, because we are outbound salespeople. The mortgages is a byproduct of the service you're offering. We are in the sales and marketing business. So you do the hour, we call it the hour of power. We got to make 10 outbound calls. You got to make 3 live connections, and you got to book 1 meeting. That's the business every single day. And if we do this consistently for 70 days, we create habitual habits, things that become part of your routine. Like we do now, you wake up, you put your left leg first, then your right leg. These are habitual. They become part of your everyday routines.
Is this the religion of your Nesta?
This is who we are.
We'll get there.
Yeah. So
let's continue talking about the program.
So once we complete the hour, what is the next step, Nick?
What's the next step after the hour?
After the hour,
we
jump on another call.
We jump on another call, and half an hour call,
yep.
Where we discuss what went well, what didn't go well, and how do we counteract the things that didn't go well.
So we call that roll call. So on the roll call, we talk about the objections that we've had and how we can handle the objections with the rebuttals. But I've taken this concept from the police force, and it was taught to me many, many years ago in my early sales career. So what happens is you have the rookies and the veterans in one room, and it's like, okay, tell us about your call yesterday, your roll call. Well, I had a domestic, the wife was yelling at the husband. I walked up to the porch. I got yelled at. I got strangled. I got thrown into the closet. That was what happened. I'm just saying that's, you know, give an example. That was the objection Jesus, that they Nick. Received.
That's bad.
So,
holy crap. All right.
But I made a phone call, and the guy told me to not right now. It's not a good time. I already have a broker I'm working with. I'm not looking for a mortgage. Like, whatever call you're making, there's always an objection. So the idea is to bring the objection to the light. We take a look at it, and then we let the room rebuttal it.